all of his promises that the Lord thy father, that the Lord God of thy father has promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hallelujah. Now we're in the kingdom. Fear not, little flock. Luke 12:32 says, fear not, little flock, for it's your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Israel was headed to a land on earth that was a promised land that had plenty. But we have inherited a kingdom. We have been brought into a kingdom. We have been inherited by Jesus. The Lord Jesus have inherited us into his kingdom. Amen. And he promised us, he said to us, don't be afraid, for it's my good pleasure to give to you what's in the kingdom. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, he said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first what? The kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Amen. So it's God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So he said in verse 4, here is the Lord our God is how many? One Lord. So it shouldn't be confusing. Amen. When anything, anybody else speak up with thinking they have authority to speak in your life and they are speaking different from what the Lord have said, you should put them in the road right then. Because I only have one Lord. You don't have any right to say what you're saying to me. You don't have any authority. So I stopped you because I got authority over everything else. Jesus is the only one has the authority. He is the authorized one, the authoritative one. He is the one that instructs me, speak to me, instructs me and tell me what to do. Now you trying to tell me to do something different from what Jesus said, shut up. Shut it up. And he starts speaking a little louder. You do like you do those people. You do your playmates when you on the, you know, when you were. I don't know how they do now. Amen. I don't hear you. The louder they get. I don't hear you. I don't hear you. Da 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 da. Hallelujah. I'm not listening to you. I'm not listening to you. Glory to God. Amen. Because I only have what? One Lord. Glory to God. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with a little bit of your heart. Thou shalt do what? Love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and what else? And all thy might. All thy might. Why? Because he is giving me his word, his instruction. And I am hearing him. I love him because I know he's speaking to me to instruct me. And what he's telling me is good for me and to me. And when I do what he says, I have good success in life. And I put this word first and foremost. Number one, that this is the way I live now. I'm a doer of the word and not a hearer only. The R feel and R feel reverence towards the Lord. You ought to have an R of God. Feel with reverence towards him. Psalm 111, verse 10. Have you got it? I'm saying, can they pull it up on the screen? Hallelujah. By the way, we might well just make a confession here. We're going to continue. Lord, we thank you for our new sound system that's going to be in place. We are looking at it now. We call that thing in the house paid for in full. Our new sound system with all the trimmings, nothing missing. Hallelujah. Can y'all agree with that? Hallelujah. If two of you shall agree on earth. Thank you, Lord. I mean, this, you just pop this, pop the word there to scripture. They can, I mean, they don't have to be hesitating. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Now, and Psalm 111, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of wisdom. If you have enough sense to fear God, you're getting some wisdom. You begin to get some wisdom. A foolish man ignores God. A foolish man don't pay God any attention. He is self-deceived and he is prideful and think he knows something he doesn't know. But a wise person will reverence God. See, this fear here is not talking, it's not talking about terrified fear, being afraid of God as terror he's going to destroy. No, it's talking about reverence. Oh, I reverence him. I highly honor, I highly respect him and reverence him.